It's not, that doesn't fall on the player. We got to do a better job there, setting the edge on the defense.
Over to the left, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Kerry, you know how this goes. When this kind of performance happens, fans are going to point to you and say, are you the issue? How do you respond to that? How do you respond to this?
Well, my response is that I'm responsible. That's my job. We have to play better. And when I say, once again, when we say we have to play better, I'm not blaming the players. The standard of our defense is one of excellence. The silver bullet standard is very high. And so I have to do a better job.
Was it today to have that kind of defensive performance?
It's very disappointing. Yeah, I think our kids played hard. I think they practiced well. I think they prepared. And so it's disappointing.
Over here to the right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Kerry, of course, there's a lot of hue and cry on social media, et cetera, you know, after a game like this, et cetera, you know, for your head, et cetera. You know,
sure.
I know you're here, you're feeling the heat, but I'm just straight up question. Are y'all playing too many players right now? Just what's your take on having so many guys rolling in critical situations, especially in the secondary? You know,
obviously, we don't believe we're playing too many players. I think we believe that we have a good number of players who can play. And again, to put it on an individual player, I'm not going to do that. And so it's early in the season, and this is when you're finding your guys out. It's unfortunate that it's against a very, very challenging team. It's very difficult to come out of training camp and play 70 plays in a game at any particular position. And so we have good depth and good talent, and we're trying to get guys and find the right combination of guys all the time.
Are you feeling heat? I mean, how would you describe what you feel right now?
I'm disappointed. That's how I feel. I hate losing. I hate it with a passion. You don't come to Ohio State to get beat. You don't come to Ohio State to get beat in the shoe. And so I'm disappointed.
We got time for a couple more. Far left over there, Austin Moore, Letterman Row.
Kerry, we all know your resume. You coached at a high level for a really long time. Is there anything about being the coordinator that you found more challenging or anything like that as you evaluate what you've done in that position?
I would say, once again, that everything that happens on a Saturday that could happen better defensively is going to be my responsibility, and it is my responsibility. So we are actively working every series when we come off the sideline to make adjustments and changes and do that appropriately. And again, that's my responsibility. So it's frustrating when that doesn't get done.
Over here to the far right, Steve Hellwagen, 24/7.
Yeah, just a couple of things at least a couple of the touchdowns. It looked like the defensive end turned inside and had no vision of the ball carrier coming right by him. And I know you don't want to single out a specific player or anybody, but that just doesn't sound like sound football. I don't know if his assignment is to help inside or what, but I don't know. Does there just need to be a better awareness among your players of what they're looking at, I suppose, when it's right in front of them?
Yeah, that's my responsibility to make sure that they see and diagnose the plays and are able to play them with the proper leverage and the proper technique to handle those situations. So without getting into specifics, that's my job.
Virginia Tech came in here a few years ago and showed Urban's team some defensive looks they hadn't seen before. Was this from Oregon just something that you had guys just weren't ready for? It looked like they spread the football all over the field and had you guys off balance for four quarters.
Yeah, I think the amount of plays that were run into the boundary side was something that they probably had not shown a good deal of, and I think that's where we had difficulty. We make adjustments on the sideline, we go from there.
We got time for a couple more. Over here, far left, Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com.
Kerry, we know this is all collaborative, right, but you're also the defensive coordinator.
Yep.
How much is this defense sort of your vision of how you want to play defense? How much does Ryan, as the head coach, we know he's the head coach, he obviously has input. What's the balance there of how you guys figure out how you're going to attack people?
Well, I think that the defensive structure that has been in place has been a successful one. and one that a lot of folks are really comfortable with. And so, I think we have to execute. We have to prepare. We have to do a good job of having our kids in the right places to make the right plays. And so, I don't know if that answers your question. It probably doesn't. But I will own all of it.
And final questions, far left, Bill Landis from The Athletic.
Maybe this is a similar question, Kerry, but you inherited a scheme. You were hired as a coordinator and then were handed the scheme that was already in place. How comfortable are you in that scheme?
Yeah, I love the scheme. I love the players. To have the opportunity to be a football coach at Ohio State in this role is a blessing, and I don't take it lightly. And so we will, I can assure you, we will get better.
You've played opponents now, basically two of your last three games going into last year, that have seemed to manipulate the structure rather easily. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it needs to change moving forward?
I don't think there's any question that we have to do things differently going forward. Obviously, the result today is not acceptable, and so we have to do things differently. Absolutely.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys.